Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Look at all this money I have. $100. Now, I could just give it to you, but I don't want to. I want you to lose Bert's money. Here's how it all goes down. I got $100. I got three people on the line right now ready to compete for it. I give a very superficial trivia question. With each incorrect answer, we go down 10 bucks, 100, 90, 80, 70 until I'm happy with nothing. Okay? Here is Constance. Good morning. You are on the Bert Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling us from?
From Charleston.
All right. Appreciate you calling. Are you ready to win nothing?
Yeah.
No.
Layla, good morning. You are on the Bert Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Shout it out. Where are you from?
Snailville.
And Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. I love you guys.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. I'm not going to give you any money for that, though.
I want it all.
You get nothing, girl. You get nothing.
No.
Where are you calling us from, Nikki?
Fayetteville, Georgia.
Fayetteville. All right, you guys. Here's how it's going to work. Here is your trivia question, which whenever you get one wrong, we take 10 bucks right off the top. Your question is this. I think one of you guys is actually going to get this today, be honest with you. 11% of people say this is their favorite part of Christmas. 11% of people say that this is their favorite part of Christmas. Constance, for $100, what is it?
Being with family.
Being with family. Only 11%.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds accurate. You win. We're going to go down to 90 bucks on that one. It is not spending time with family. All right, Layla, 11% of people. It's not that much. 11% of people say this is their favorite part of Christmas.
Decorating.
No. Absolutely not. Ha ha. So now we're down to what, 80?
80 bucks to Nikki.
Nikki. 11% of people say this is their favorite part of Christmas.
Okay, it has to be something crappy, so I'm going to say spending money.
Spending Ooh. Money. Ooh. Nobody likes that.
Yeah, 0%.
Exactly. That is not correct.
Dang.
Okay, we are back up to Constance for $70.
Cooking Christmas dinner.
Mm. That would be accurate, right? But not the answer we're looking for.
All right, Layla for 60 bucks.
Eating Christmas dinner.
Be on the other end of it. Nope, that is not right. Now down to 50 bucks for Nikki.
Wrapping presents.
Mm. Wrapping presents. 11% of people say this is their favorite part of Christmas. 11% say wrapping gifts. You are right.
Yay! Yay!
Only 11%, man.
Yeah, it's not fun.
That is not fun. One side comes out great. Just don't turn it over.
Them corners, man. Get real.
I'm actually proud 11%er over here.
Yeah, you like that.
Oh, my gosh. Me too. No, I love getting the fancy gift wrap. Yep. I never give my family gifts because I'm the bad kid. But I just sent my brother and his new girlfriend a whole batch of gifts. And I was so excited. Getting a little wrapping paper, put the little ribbons on it. Oh, it's so fun.
So, Nikki, that was you, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Congratulations. You got the cash. You stole my money. All right, hold on one second for us. I always misjudge how much wrapping paper I really need for this item. And there's always way too much. So it's wadded up on one side, but the other side looks so good.
I just can't figure the corners out. I'm horrible at wrapping. Man, them corners, man, I struggle.
I'd say I have now made the transition to 90% gift bags.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
You a gift bag man?
Yes, I am. All right, Kristen, this came out yesterday, and I thought, okay, this is so for Kristen because this is one of your pain points.
Yeah, because, I mean, whenever I'm watching TV, and I do enjoy watching TV, I'm the one that was on the show saying that watching TV is a hobby. And then you all came after me saying, no, it's not a hobby. You can't consider that a hobby. However, it is a hobby for me, but I have the hardest time remembering where stuff is, on what network, on what streaming. Like, if I am into something and I start watching it and then I pause, and then I like go away and I come back and I have to find it. I'm like, was I on Netflix? Was I on Hulu?
Impossible.
Was I on Max? Was I on Peacock? Was I on Paramount?
Yep.
Was I on Prime? Was I on Apple? And I'm like, I can't keep track.
So I started watching a documentary on how OnlyFans became OnlyFans on one night. And I didn't get through it because I watch TV right before I go to sleep. I go to sleep, and then the next day I'm like, damn, that was really good. Yeah. I can't wait to watch it. And then I couldn't find it again.
Yeah.
Where was I watching it? Was it Hulu? It took me 20 minutes, and I still never, it's buried somewhere.
When you asked me where I was watching the Madden documentary earlier today, I felt like I was on Jeopardy.
You panicked.
Yes, I could not remember.
All right, so a poll found the average American wasted 110 hours this year.
Crazy, man.
Searching for stuff to watch. So,
wow.
This is a hard pill to swallow. That's around 4.5 days worth of time, or roughly 1% of your year that you are never going to get back. 1 in 5 people think it's harder to find something to watch today than it was 10 years ago, even though there's way more content. And the most common complaint was streaming services are loaded with too much old stuff they have to sift through. 1 in 4 also think there's too much original content being produced.
So is this saying that they can't find it, or they just can't find a show or a movie that they would like?
So I think you can go into both. For me, it sounds like but the way they say that even though there's way more content, it's because everything out there is crap.
Download the app called Just Watch.
I got one too.
Yeah, okay. You can search for any show and it'll tell you what network it's on.
All right, this is a little bit different. There's an app called Likewise where you go in there and it shows like the picture of movie posters and you either thumbs up or thumbs down it, or if you've watched it or not. And then it starts an algorithm of shows that they know you're going to like.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's very good. It's called Likewise.
I just wait for tweens on the internet to make fan edits to release sassy songs, and that's how I choose what I decide to watch.
However you get there.
Hey, The Bird Show.